Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Today is October 23rd, 2021, and we're here in Forest Park in Clayton County in Georgia. My name is Daniel Enger, and I have the pleasure of being here today with you, Rick. Thank you very much for taking time to talk.
All right.
I'm looking forward to hearing your story and to learning from you. And Rick, my first question is a really big one, namely, please tell the story of your life from the time you were a small child up to the present day. And please start by saying your first name.
Okay. My name is Rick. I was born in Atlanta. I moved from the city of Atlanta to over here in Forest Park, where I worked at Fort Gillem. That's where I started when I first started working. And about 22, I started working for BFI, Medical Waste. I got married, had a boy and a little girl, and basically that's where it all began. I bought me a truck, and I did pretty good. I did it for like 7 years, but you know, the fuel prices went sky high, and the truck business dropped. You know, the money wasn't officially there like it was. And, you know, everybody likes to say that, you know, well, I love myself, I'm all right. But I find out you work harder when you're working for somebody else. So, you know, my kids, I got them out of school and grown. My daughter's in the Navy. She's in Alabama. My son, he's still here. And I had an accident in the truck. Got that fixed. And well, things just went on. It's just like a bad slide. You know, got my truck back, got it fixed. Somebody stole my truck. Finally worked and got that back. And then drinking and driving. And that right there started the real landslide of everything. I didn't drive trucks no more. And I went back to Stericycle, which it was BFI then, but they changed it to Stericycle. And I stayed there for about seven and a half years. And when I left Stericycle, it just, everything just went completely, you know, like downhill. And I end up over here on Old Dixie. And for about 2 years I've been homeless. The hardest thing about being homeless is getting the ID. So when you don't have the ID, I mean, you really can't. I mean, you really just, you can't get the Social Security card, because when you really need the Social Security card to get the ID and your birth certificate. But I'm pretty sure that all that's coming. I talked to my daughter, so I'm gonna be good on that. So I'm just sitting back waiting and trying to make this a whole lot better.
Rick, of all of the things that you've accomplished or overcome in your life so far, what are you proudest of?
My son and my daughter, I grew them up before, you know, things just went south. And I mean, I'm proud of both of them. I love both of them to death.
Rick, you've gained a lot of hard-fought wisdom from experiences in your life so far. If you were invited to share your wisdom with school kids in your community, giving them guidance to live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you tell them?
Try to stay focused. Keep some wants in your life. You know, don't get older and, well, I done had nice cars. And I mean, it's like you kind of lost stuff that you want. And when you don't have like a major want, you know, it's kind of I'll fall for anything. You know, so I'll just keep them setting goals and have something that you want to keep you going.
I'd like to shift, please, now to the today, to here today. Rick, tell me, in what ways would you say that life is going well for you these days? Please talk a little bit about how life is good for you at the present time.
Well, I mean, I'm still living and I can see a way out. At first it was kind of hard, but you know, I can see a way out now.
Rick, how did that happen? How did it happen? Or let me put it this way, I'm sorry. What led to those things going well for you? How did that happen? Who or what contributed most to your doing well these days?
Well, you know, basically, people that I run into that I knew. And, you know, they would come to me and talk to me and Rick, you know, this is not you. And it kind of motivated me because you know you really know it isn't, so it makes you push a little harder.
Rick, looking ahead now, for you personally, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, what are your hopes and dreams looking ahead?
Basically, I just a stable place to work and a stable place just to stay. You know, that's what I say about teaching the kids. You gotta want more. Because, I mean, the more you want, the harder you'll try to reach. So, I mean, I want just a little bit more than that now, I guess. But that's about the main thing right now. A stable job and a stable place to sleep.
what are some of the personal strengths you draw on as you pursue those hopes and dreams?
The willingness to keep fighting and keep working at it.
What challenges do you see, or what challenges and obstacles do you see standing between you and the realization of your hopes and dreams? What holds you back?
The no ID and finding a good, pretty good job, that's basically the hardest.
Rick, you just mentioned two challenges and obstacles. What needs to be done so that those challenges and obstacles can be overcome and you can realize your personal hopes and dreams?
Wait and get my little paperwork for my ID so I can get out here and look for a job. And having an address when you fill out the application. You know, I mean, that's basically one of the hardest things, you know, where you live. You can't just really tell them, you know, I'm a homeless.
Rick, I'd like to move on now to the community. How would you describe your community? Who are the people who make up your community?
It really doesn't matter, because you know, no matter where you go, you got good and you got bad. Most of them in this little net, tight little net community are pretty good people.
Yeah. When you think of your community, are you thinking Old Dixie?
Yeah, just in this particular area.
Now then, thinking of the folks in this community, when it comes to living a healthy, safe, stable, and happy life, how would you describe the hopes and dreams of people in this community?
Most of them are really going through about the same thing, basically, that I'm going through. I guess they have had, and they're really looking for something to get them a push. Something that they really want. Yeah. It's like I say, a lot of people, man, they work so much better when they're working for something. You know, it's just, you know, I try much, much, much harder when I had kids and a responsibility, and that's what I'm trying to get back now, a responsibility. I still got to be responsible for myself, but sometimes, you know, we look over it because we think, well, we could take anything. But being homeless really shows you that you need to get yourself together.
Rick, Rick, in your community, what are some of the strengths that people draw on as they strive to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What are some of the strengths that people have in this community?
You know, everybody can talk to another person and tell them, well, this is what you should do, and this is what you should do. And sometimes, you know, if you sit back and you listen, it really will be right. You know? So, some of the strengths in here that people do listen instead of taking it like it's an insult. I guess I said it don't matter where the message come from as long as you get it.
Rick, again, thinking about this community, your community, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that make it harder for people in your community to realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? What holds folks back around here?
I said basically the ID, and because most of them will really, you know, because we're going to have to go to the little catch out is where we go and we get jobs and work like that. So sometimes you catch out, you know, real good on the week, and then some days it's just flat. So I think if most people had a way to get their ID, it would probably be a little bit better. Because I see some people really won't. You know, you got some that do, and then you got some that just done gave up. You know, you got a little bit of both.
Rick, you just spoke about challenges and obstacles. What needs to be done so that those challenges and obstacles can be overcome and people in your community can realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives?
You know, to hear from people who have, you know, who have been there. And are willing to give you a push.
Rick, imagine, please, for a moment that you're a powerful leader. A decision maker who can really make things happen. How would you change the system, if you were a powerful leader, how would you change the system to help people in your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives? As a leader, how would you change the system?
I would set up somewhere that you could stay and you could have an address. You know, I mean, you'll weed out the ones that really want it and the ones that are just happy the way it is. So I would have lots of people working there who has been through it and who have already walked these footsteps, and someone who can motivate and change the mind of people who just then gave up.
Rick, my last question for you. If you had $1 million and you could spend it to help your community realize their hopes and dreams and live healthy, safe, stable, and happy lives, what would you do? How exactly would you spend $1 million to help your community?
Yeah, the same way. I would probably get a little building and make it for the homeless people in my community, and feed them, and get help for those who just done gave up. Because, you know, you can't really throw rocks at somebody who gave up, because you got different people in this world, and you got some people are strong. You can't look at them and, well, if it was me, I could, you know. Because nobody is you. Some people need more of a push than others.